Stop touching the mic, Andy.
Yeah, mic control.
Just, you know, be good with the mic. Hello and welcome to episode 85.
Episode 85.
Johnny 85 is 80 alive.
I was sitting there thinking, so the other day, speaking of Johnny 5, how come we don't see people, or maybe I'm just not part of any community that involves anybody who can make a Johnny 5? Actually, you know, people make R2-D2s. Why isn't there a Johnny 5 out there?
I think it was the flagrant racism involved in both films.
No. Also just Short Circuit 2 in general.
Short Circuit 2 in general. But first one's not bad.
Come on now.
It's not bad.
Short Circuit 2 is no Short Circuit, but it's not the worst movie.
No. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. Oh, you're saying Short Circuit 2 is a bad movie.
No, I'm saying it's
I
not.
Was implying Short Circuit 2 was.
Oh.
It's worse than Short. I have my same stance for Short Circuit 2 that I have for Ghostbusters 2, which it is vastly inferior to the first one, but that's just because the first one's a timeless classic.
Mm-hmm.
Although,
I personally think Short Circuit 2 was irrelevant and didn't need to be made.
Oh, that is also true. But being irrelevant and not needing to be made doesn't necessarily make you bad.
That's true. Yeah, man, it's been a long time since I've seen Short Circuit as well. But yeah, why don't we have... I mean, they recast him in WALL-E.
What?
Johnny 5. WALL-E looks almost exactly like Johnny.
Okay, that's racist.
No. I'm not saying all robots look the same. There's certain ones from a galaxy far, far away that look much different than Johnny 5. They're from the east side of the galaxy.
That helped.
But why not just have an Indian actor? Or have that character be white?
I don't even remember, seriously. Was it the scientist guy?
Yeah, the scientist guy is just a dude as white as snow in literal brown face doing an Apu voice.
Yeah, but they did... It was an Apu voice before Apu existed.
Correct.
So, you know.
It's just like, I didn't realize as a kid. And then, like, as an adult, I caught Short Circuit on TV at some point, and he's just like, oh my goodness, and my mini guns. And I'm like, holy fuck, that's not okay. No, it's just not okay.
Did you?
Just the 80s didn't give a shit.
Yeah, well, you were growing up in the 80s, did you realize that Soul Man has issues as well? Or was it until your late teens that you're like, oh God.
Well, because then on the other hand, it's like, well, Soul Man is meant to show us that, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, well, then it's just falling into the white savior trope, right?
Yeah.
A white man needs to wear blackface so that he can show black people what it's really like to suffer. It's like, what?
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, why? Who? Why are you in this?
Well, what was it? There was some kind of tweet recently or something like that about game developer or somebody like that that got invited to a barbecue.
Oh, yeah. It was one of the, was it Tekken? One of those fighting games.
Yeah.
They created a black character, and apparently they put extra effort into researching to make sure that they would, like, capture the urban culture without being a stereotype and et cetera,
sure,
et cetera.
Sure, yep.
And then somebody tweeted, like, yo, man, you're officially invited to the barbecue, and he was Japanese and had no idea what it meant.
Yeah.
They're like, you're invited to the cookout. He's like, invited to what? What does this mean? So they had to explain literally and metaphorically what they meant by this.
Yep, it's more of a term of endearment. You know, yeah. Part of the fam, that is.
Yeah. And then eventually he just Googled the word cookout, and he's like, oh, okay, I was just overcomplicating things. It's like, yeah.
And I'm Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you can't do that.
He can. He can do what he wants.
I know, but I stole Andy's line, which makes it better.
I'm Andy.
Andy doesn't say he's Dan.
I don't say I'm Dan.
That's next episode.
Yeah.
Announcements.
You didn't introduce yourself.
Everyone knows Nathan.
Do they?
I hope not. Be forewarned and foreboded.
I only know him as Gordon Tremesco. Hey, speaking of Gordon Tremesco, I finally got my, when I went to Origins, hung out with Ben Lang, drove down to Origins, and then I drove back from Ben's house. And I decided that I wasn't going to pay any tolls because I was going to go online and pay those tolls afterwards. And I forgot.
Yeah, it's all right.
I forgot. And my $13.80 worth of tolls turned into $153 worth of fines.
You mean hypothetically it would have done so if you had ever received any kind of letter from Illinois State Tollway, which you have not received, obviously. Otherwise, you would have answered them.
Damn. I don't have it at Illinois.
Yeah. Well, no, you just meant hypothetically. Hypothetically, you're ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
But in reality, you actually remembered to pay, and they can't prove otherwise.
Yeah.
Or at least they can't prove you got their mail. Also, they can fuck themselves.
Yeah. So how, what was your total at, hypothetically?
Oh, man, it had a comma. It's like, yeah, that's not happening.
Oh.
None of that's ever happening. Go to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I already have a house and cars. I don't need my credit anymore.
Well, even then, I mean, it's
next week Nathan gets sent to downstate Illinois prison.
There's no like they're gonna arrest and extradite me to Illinois over a freaking 40-cent toll that I literally couldn't pay.
I mean, our transportation budget is broke. If Illinois pays, they might.
Okay.
There's like a serious.
Oh wait, Illinois has no money. Never mind.
Exactly, because their governor's all embezzled it.
It's the state sport.
That's pretty much it. Was it Blagojevich just trying to sell off like a story?
It was merely a Senate seat.
That is probably
the correct way to describe it in Illinois corruption. It was merely a Senate seat.
I thought he was doing something recently on that.
I saw a thing about him like trying to sell people Trump pardons or something, but I think that was a parody.
I don't think it was that. But man, I could have sworn I saw something recently on him trying to sell something for like $2.8 million or something like that.
Yeah.
It must be whatever he owes.
Buy the paper that I used to sell Obama's Senate seat.
If I had any ounce of faith that a single penny of toll money went to actually repairing Illinois infrastructure instead of building somebody's cousin's pool, I would happily pay it.
I will say, though...
Three governors in a row without one of them going to prison,
sure.
And I will start paying tolls again, Illinois. It's as easy as that.
Can we go to realistic?
Yeah.
Two.
Man, I don't know.
I mean, so...
They have to be on the third. So we need two to serve a full term.
I will say this, though. I mean, not to like give Illinois props, though, but when they go on construction for that road to Chicago... through, you know, straight to Rockford and over, that didn't last very long. And fucking A, the road to the border from Madison has been under construction for a while.
Yeah, well, well, you know, we might have had some pretty garbage leadership for the last little while as far as transportational infrastructure went.
But you're going to bring in so many jobs with Foxconn. So many. What I thought we were not going to get political.
I mean, in fairness, my hatred of Wisconsin state politics go much further back, like pre when I was born. Back,
you hated before you were born. Like you were just in the ether in the void prior to existence, just nothing but hatred.
Jealous.
I thought that was my shtick. No announcements. Time's running out, / depending on when you're listening to this, has run out as far as signing up for the WITC. So if it has not quite run out yet, sign up. We still got a little bit of rooms left for the WITC team event, as well as I believe Guild Ball still has room available.
Guild Ball still has room.
We'll squeeze you in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have room. I just ordered a prize pack from Steamforged for it. So Steamforged, their tournament packs have got a random miniature that's included with it.
Interesting.
And the miniature has got a rarity level as well.
Double interesting.
So we'll see what we get.
You guys are getting an errata soon, huh?
Tomorrow.
Ooh, exciting.
Tomorrow, yeah. They've been doing a lot of previews for it, too.
Are getting nerfed.
Well, technically just one butcher and then another butcher. And that's really about it.
Couldn't you have just said two butchers?
No, nope, one butcher and then the other butcher. Well, no, as I was saying, as I was talking, my mind was processing. I went immediately to Vet Boar is getting...
I mean, he's getting hit by four branches on the way down?
Yeah, he all down the ugly tree.
But doesn't he deserve it?
He pretty much.
At least three of them he does deserve. Yeah. You could argue
like the Gatsby 2 quintuple nerf.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and also he's very similar to Gatsby 2, as in he's just, at the time, very not fun to play against.
And very easy to play as.
Yeah, very easy to play.
He was like the perfect storm of bad.
Sure. But if people knew how to beat Gatsby 2, they can take care of him. But he, Vet Boar just ran roughshod over the middle card. Anybody who is, you know, is like brand new to playing, just blurp.
Yeah. Pshaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they're changing over Charmed, and so one of the other characters in the team is getting a nerf.
So you'll appreciate this, Nathan. So there's a rule called Charmed, which basically it's charred, and then there was a gender. And if you had that rule, you got plus one defense against models of that gender.
Sure.
And there's basically announced in the spoiler they had today, it's like, all right, this is a pain in the ass to balance, especially as we get up to 170 characters when there's only eight of them who have this, and it's getting weird, and plus it feels kind of pandering anyways and stuff like that. So we're just pulling this all together.
Sure.
The internet has, of course, exploded.
Of course they have. Couldn't they have just, like,
oh, yeah, and charmed, sorry, thing? Seven of them had a gender and one of them had animal. I keep forgetting about poor Harold.
I know, yeah. And I know Andy's shirt is a lantern and two cross scythes, but it still looks like somebody in a dress with, like, praying mantis arms and stick legs.
I thought it was a cephalix.
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of similar along.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
That's what,
like,
I thought originally.
Even though I know, I still just think it's like somebody doing this pose with stabby arms and stick legs. I'm going to get you with my stabbing knife.
Oh, yeah.
This is the last of the War Machine Weekend VIP.
Yep.
T-shirts. War Machine Weekend, specifically.
Yeah.
So I will make an announcement, though, too, is something's happening tomorrow for Warfare Weekend.
Sign-ups are opening for Twilight Imperium.
And other things.
Well, but most importantly, Twilight Imperium.
Yeah.
Because everybody cares about, you know, coming to War Machine Weekend for a Twilight Imperium tournament.
Yeah.
Should and I do more painting.
I'm there for the Crippled System is sponsoring the painting competition there, so the Crippled System will be employing Andy Welton to
Crippled take System is also sponsoring the Twilight Imperium tournament.
Oh, awesome!
And so they will be employing me as an employee of Crippled System.
We'll have to wear our t-shirts.
Yeah, don't look at me. I'm just showing up to play. I'm not doing shit.
But what if Nathan and I need a sandwich? Can you get us a sandwich there? Can you be our sandwich boy? Better have yet, you our barbecue boy?
Yeah. First of all, no. I mean, last year at War Machine Weekend, I pretty much survived exclusively on Fuzzy's Tacos, or whatever the taco place was.
Oh, yeah.
I got everything on their menu over the course of the weekend.
I went to Fuzzy's Tacos once last War Machine Weekend, mm-hmm. and I did feel bad because I went with several people, which included Nigel of Focus and Fury and Muse on Minis fame.
And Crippled Fury fame.
And Crippled Fury fame and Focus and Minis and Muse on System. All sorts of shufflings.
Muse on Monpak, I think, as well?
Yeah, he's on Muse on Monpak. Yep. And so we went over there, and Nigel, for those who have not met him in person, is not a slender person. So we get up to the order thing, and he starts ordering, and he orders like three full meals, and I'm like, wow, Jesus, Nigel, like, you know, I know you're a big guy, but calm yourself. And then
full
he gets
on
food.
Like San Andreas flashback,
full on, yeah, like he's like, I'll have a number five and a number seven and then two extra tacos and then also a number 11. I'm like, all right, Nigel, I mean, you're a big boy, but maybe. And then he got two of them to go and took them back to like Colin and the other people running the booth. And so I just felt like such an asshole that I just assumed that Nigel was gonna eat like 12 tacos. So sorry, Nigel.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I could definitely eat 12 tacos. So.
I could, too.
That story is enjoyable every time you've told it.
Yeah.
I think it's the first time
the 12 tacos one, not the fuzzy tacos one, or both. Because there's also the Taco 12 pack at Taco Bell when I was going to Andy's place to watch like Packers, and I got a Taco 12 pack, and they're like, "What kind of sauce do you want?" I'm like, "Just give me some fires." And then they gave me it, and they're like, "We put some milds and some hots there as well in case the other people want those." I was like, "Oh, I don't think there's other people."
I enjoy that story too.
Yeah.
Well, I think they were just trying to guilt you into not eating all of them and sharing.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
I do remember one time I went over to Travis's for gaming, and there was three of us there, and I drew the straw of I wasn't playing a game, so I would go get tacos, and both of them just ordered one of those 12 packs for themselves. Yeah. So I had to be like ordering three of them at a single person through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Andy and I, on the way down like two War Machine weekends ago, we stopped at a Taco John's, and we were both so excited to be at Taco John's that we both got the six-pack and a pound.
Yeah.
And man, 2 pounds of potato olays was too much potato olays for us. We definitely should have split one of those meals. We both hated ourselves halfway through.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that car had to smell bad 2 hours later.
Oh, it smelled like potato olays.
Yeah.
And then the aftermath of reprocessed potato olays. That was a mistake. I like Taco John's. It's my favorite thing about going to Chicago generally, because stop there for breakfast on the way out. But yeah, I get too many potato olays.
Yes. If we caravan again this time, or carpool again this time, we need to know to split a six pack and a pound.
But the problem is, though, is I am scared if we're on our way and then that pound is not enough.
It's enough. Do you not remember the disaster of last time?
No.
I do. Exactly. It haunts me to this day.
I like having a memory of a goldfish.
Yeah. like you in the freaking Weird Al concert.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. You were so angry, and now you're like...
I really, honestly... Yeah, so if we didn't mention on the podcast before, I went to Weird Al 2 years ago, a year ago. Was it a year? It was just a year ago.
A year and like a month, because we just went to the other one this month ago.
But yeah, there was a guy in front of us that was just dancing and drinking and all that. And I decided to drink a lot more. And I honestly, I was angry at him because he was annoying. And I don't remember it at all.
The whole damn concert. He's like, I wish I could enjoy this concert more, but this guy keeps dancing in front of me. And now Andy's memory is just, I enjoyed that concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good times. Yeah. Also announcements, nationwide Impossible Whoppers.
If it was any other fucking restaurant, I would get them. But I know that you like BK.
You can get onion rings.
No, I can't get onion rings. I think I'm allergic to them.
Oh, that's a shame.
I've had them the last couple of times I've had onions. My stomach has just exploded.
Impossible Whopper. But maybe McDonald's will be next and have Impossible, but McDonald's burgers. The point is, you want fast food burgers to be Impossible burgers because they already taste like shit.
Yeah.
the McDonald's Quarter Pounders are not that bad, though.
I mean, they're not high-quality hamburgers.
Correct. Yeah, no Culver's burger.
The difference between a regular Whopper and an Impossible Whopper is much closer than the difference between a Kuma's Corner burger and a Kuma's Corner Impossible burger.
Correct. Especially if you're not one of those people who gets your burgers naked. Like, once you have, like, a Whopper exists to transport the lettuce and the tomato and the condiments and the onions and stuff. Like, the burger's there just for, the unctuousness underlining it. It's almost more the condiment on top of the salad than the salad is the toppings on top of the burger. And so, at that point...
It's a mayo delivery vehicle.
Correct. I mean, ditto the Big Mac. Who gives a shit about the patties in the Big Mac? It's about the special sauce and the lettuce, cheese, patties? Pickles, onions. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saddened when I bite into a Big Mac and I don't get a part of a pickle in it.
Sure.
With the sauce. Which, oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of food, man, I must be hungry. But I went out to... There's a burrito place that's over on the east side of Madison.
Oh, Burrito Drive?
Yeah.
Did you get the white trash burrito?
I got the white trash burrito. The white trash burrito, you'd love it, Nathan. It's got Spam.
Sure.
Baked beans.
Mm-hmm.
Tater tots.
Right.
Velveeta.
Velveeta. I got part of it upstairs if you wanted.
Oh, and
especially it's basically some kind of special sauce that they just called spicy ketchup.
Sure, just like probably just ketchup with like sriracha or whatever.
I don't think they spent that much money on it.
It's thick. Whatever it is, it is thick.
Mm-hmm. Sure,
but it was not bad.
My boss keeps trying to get me to go there.
Burrito Drive.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like La Bamba's, but good.
Are we the last two people in the world that like La Bamba?
Apparently, because that was just a weird modifier that I didn't think was necessary. I like La Bamba's.
I liked it better when it was on State Street. The one that's over by Pancake Cafe. I ate there like twice, and both times it was a burrito soup. And it was just grease.
Oh, sure.
So it was not good.
I might just like be okay with that.
Sure.
Like, I don't go to La Bamba's for fine dining. I go to La Bamba's because I want to clean my system out.
Right. If I want good Mexican, I go to Taqueria Guadalajara.
Sure.
If I want, you know, a giant burrito, that's what you got La Bamba's for.
Yeah. These burritos over at Burrito Drive are pretty large, too. But, the white trash one was interesting.
On the way here today, I decided I wanted a little bit of food, and so I stopped at Taco Bell, and I, as an experiment, I ordered vegetarian off of their menu. It was interesting.
So like a 7-layer burrito? And
I didn't even get that, because isn't one of the layers ground beef? Or no?
No, that
oh,
one.
Oh, really? Is that one veggie friendly? Mm-hmm. I looked at the dollar menu, and I got a cheesy bean and rice burrito, and I got the spicy potato soft taco, and they were both quite good.
Mm-hmm.
True story. I was like, I wonder if they have anything without meat. And it turns out they had a decent amount. I actually read an article recently saying that Taco Bell has kind of subtly and without people noticing becoming one of the most vegetarian, vegan-friendly restaurants in America.
Correct. I mean, everything's assembly line anyways.
Yeah.
So it makes it very easy, especially if you order with one of their kiosks or with the app, you can very easily customize it to be vegetarian friendly. And vegan is definitely doable.
Because you do the fresco style, where they take off the cheese and put on like the
pico de gallo.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of pico. So.
It's got onions and tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yum.
Andy hates all of those things.
No, I like tomatoes. I am not Brian. I do like flavor, just not all the time. So I mean I'll have a
poco flavor.
Yeah, I'll have a full not supreme burger, but
just a burger.
Just a burger to me means just meat, cheese, bun.
If I envision a hamburger.
With the works.
With no modifying terms. If you just tell me, picture a hamburger in your head, it is going to have lettuce, tomato, pickles, onions.
Sausage, lettuce, cheese? Wait. I'm not sure why there's sausage in there. Sorry.
I mean, there's the meat patty. So, like, meat patty, obviously, on a bun. And then it is lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles. I guess my mental image has ketchup and mustard, although I prefer mayonnaise and mustard. Because you put the mayonnaise on the bottom bun to keep the grease from making the bun soggy because it's hydroscopic, and then mustard's there because mustard's the king of condiments. And then you don't need tomato because you already have, or you don't need ketchup because you already have the tomato. But like, that's my default burger. If it doesn't have lettuce or tomato, to me that is considered a modification down, as opposed to start with the meat, and that is what is called a burger, and everything else is an addition. Actually, what's the emoji default as? I bet it has lettuce and tomato.
I think it does.
Well, Apple or Android.
Ooh. That's my response. I can't figure out how to get a burger. Oh, I figured it out. All right. Where's my food?
This is an engrossing
Andy Vamp.
Oh, come on. This is no worse than Chantax Dank Dune meme section.
Hey, that peach kind of looks like a butt.
What?
No one's ever noticed that before.
Oh, that peach. I thought you said that piece looks like a butt. And I'm like, what?
This just shows lettuce and tomato and
wasn't
cheese.
Wasn't there a whole debacle with... Why the fuck is the lettuce under the patty on the apple one?
Grease trap, again.
That actually would... I would like that.
Wait, both are under. This is bun... Wait, the actual thing it made is different than the icon down here. Down here, it is patty, then cheese, then tomato, then lettuce... When I click it and it puts it in the text box, it's tomato, lettuce, patty, cheese.
Sure, but that's Android. That's Facebook.
Oh, is that what it is?
For the amount of times that I have played Burger Time, It is, if I remember correctly, it is meat, lettuce, and then bun. I think that's pretty much how it goes for Burger Time.
You gotta have cheese.
I don't think there's cheese in Burger Time.
Okay. And I guess that's a cheeseburger, not a hamburger, but I agree with the picture here, which is meat, cheese, tomato, lettuce, in that order. Might do lettuce, tomato, but, you know, that's getting picked.
As long as you're not one of the savages who puts cheese under the burger.
No, or on top of the veggies. Like, what? Yeah.
Terrible. That only works for cheese sauce.
You know what? I'm going to post this. Fuck it. That'll make sense to people listening and no one else. Just a picture of a burger with some stars in the background.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Well, you could put that as a crippled system, but right now we're catching a lot of flack for the picture I posted yesterday.
Yeah. By the way, dumb shit like that on Facebook is always Andy.
What? It's not always. Some of it's really good. I thought last night...
I thought you were going to imply it's not always you.
Oh, yeah.
But it is always you.
Yeah, it is always me. I don't know. I thought it was funny. It got me to go, oh, and then, oh, son of a bitch. So that's
so why. So then you decided to make the world feel that way?
Yeah. The comments are pretty awesome, though.
You're a wizard turning sadness to pure rage. That's a new one from a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. They continue to hate us. Good job, Andy.
Yeah. Yep.
My buddy Scott made a what's that thing?
That one?
Ricky Bobby. What is Ricky Bobby?
Talladega
Nights.
Yeah,
he made that Talladega Nights reference.
Oh, that was your buddy?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
God. I just watched that movie again. It's so good.
It is one of the more tolerable movies with them.
So far I've known they've made 4 together, but I mean two or three technically that are them paired, like a Pryor and Wilder.
So you got Talladega Nights.
Yep.
You got the Step Brothers.
Yep.
You got the Holmes and the Watsons.
Yeah, and that's
and is there a
good.
Fourth one or?
I thought Farrell was in.
Wait,
Walk
is Holmes
Hard.
And Watson the one that is just like utter dog shit?
Oh, Walk Hard, maybe. Huh?
Is Holmes and Watson the dog shit?
Holmes
one?
And Watson the one that's so bad Netflix didn't even want it. Netflix said no, thank you. I don't want you on my service.
It's not. It's
so it's on Hulu.
It might be for
might
free.
Be scrubbed from the internet.
Yeah, it's just. It was just ill-advised. I don't know what... did Adam Kay even have anything to do with that,
I too? Don't know. But that's garbage. I don't particularly like Step Brothers, and Talladega Nights is okay.
No, Step Brothers is amazing.
I know it's supposed...
I think the reason why that Step Brothers and Talladega Nights work is they apply the airplane method to it, where everything is given seriously. Not everything is just really thrown in there as a joke, but everything in there is just, like, most of their dialogue is serious.
Whereas Holmes and Watson is more like a Friedman and Seltzer film.
Yeah. Or it feels like an epic movie in that.
That's Friedman and Seltzer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just making pop culture references to Correct. Make pop culture references.
My favorite thing about the Friedman and Seltzer movies is that the movies came out before the movies that they parodied, so they literally made parodies just based on the trailers.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they're better.
Man, I don't think there's anything worse. I'm pretty sure one of, it's either Epic Movie or Disaster Movie is the lowest ranked film on IMDb right now. And I can't disagree with that.
I think Superhero Movie is on there too. Down there, that is.
Oh, I'm sure that like every one of their films is in the bottom 100. I guarantee every one of their films is bottom 100. Just barrel scrape.
I would much rather watch a Uwe Boll film.
Oh, absolutely. I would much rather be stabbed. Like, to an extent. Like, you know, I don't want to bleed out because that would be slow. But, like, if you're just, like, going to stab me in the leg with a fork, I'll probably take that over watching one of those movies again. The pain would be quicker.
In the calf.
Hey, cool. Disaster Movie is lower than Manos.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, you can get entertainment out of Manos.
Baby Geniuses, too. Holy shit. I forgot about the Baby Genius movies.
And there is a series on Netflix as well.
What?
Yeah.
There's a series?
There's a series on Netflix. I heard about it on a
creepy
podcast.
Creepy babies
well.
With like CGI mouths talking about diaper gravy.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Yep. So on the podcast I was watching and listening to, the guy was bemoaning because he had a small child that liked watching those, and so he had to watch them.
You don't have to watch them.
Is Jaws a revenge Jaws 4?
Jaws 4, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's the Michael Caine one who says, I have not seen the movie, and by all accounts it's a bad film, but I have seen the house it paid for, and it's very nice.
It's... I
like how the hell is Human Centipede 3 the lowest Human Centipede and number 30th on the worst?
I think I would agree that Human Centipede 3 is the worst of the Human Centipede films.
I'm just asking how 29 movies are worse than it.
I would not want to be the third in line.
Epic Movie is definitely worse than Human Centipede 3.
You've seen Human Centipede 3?
I have seen all three Human Centipede films. And
I'm sorry. Is that by choice or is that by okay. I didn't know if that was heavily influenced by your wife.
No. She would not want to watch these films. I did not watch them with her because they're not like horror movies. They're just horrible movies. And there's an interesting discussion to the there's a weird thing where something, it's almost Dadaist, where something is so not artistic that it becomes art in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Like you know, the quintessential like painting of Jesus made out of feces that people would talk about as the example for, do we really need to fund the arts when this is the kind of stuff it's going to go for? Like Human Centipede, the movies are each terrible and inexcusable and offensive and garbage in their own way, but they're unique ways that can be discussed and dissected.
I do kind of appreciate how the second one, the guy in it literally watched the first one and tried to emulate it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the plot of Human Centipede 2. He watched the first movie and decided to make his own.
Yeah, and then the director of the first of all three is in the third one as the director of the first two. So it's like this Russian stacking dolls. I don't even know what it's that.
You want it.
Okay. Anyway, you know, in the episode of Firefly with the bounty hunter where he says you ought to be shot because you should know what being shot feels like so that you can, you know,
Was that Andrew Buzarski?
It was Jubal Early. It was Assistant District Attorney Paul Robinette from Law and Order. But anyway,
didn't know that at all.
You should see those movies so you can understand how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody should see those movies. It's the same as, you know, you should be shot so you know that being shot is horrible, so you can properly empathize with people who are shot. You should watch the Human Centipede film so you can understand how bad art can be. But on the other hand, do not watch those movies. They are not worth watching.
Is, though, I've seen bad movies. I mean, I've seen really both films.
That's like I've been. That's the difference between being hit by a thrown bullet and being shot.
I'm trying to think of really, really bad.
I do not recommend watching those films.
In fairness, Blood Rain is lower than Human Centipede 3.
It's so hard to rank the Human Centipede films because they're so.
I mean, Human Centipede
1's
not even on the top 100.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you should. I'd like to see a cross reference for how. What was the best bad movie? As in, what brought in the most box office numbers?
Oh, sure. I'm sure
for those type of films.
It's probably one of those Friedman and Seltzer films. It's going to be something like Date Movie did like $80 million on a budget of maybe 20.
Did they do Not Another Teen Film movie?
No, you can tell because that one's good.
Yeah, because that one is fucking
correct.
Amazing.
No, they did not do that one. Oh, well. I saw something talking about being in the front of... being in the front of the Human Centipede is white privilege. Like the person in the front of the centipede is just like, I don't know why you have to talk about it, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, say Date Movie did make $30 million US.
Yeah.
And it could not have cost that much to make it.
Estimated 20.
20 to make it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it was profitable. That's why they kept getting money.
God, there's so many other better films, too.
Oh, absolutely. But
I mean, they were made on shorter budgets.
But this movie doubled its money, right? Yeah. And so then they got to make another one, and they got another one, and then they got lower and lower budgets, but they still kept bringing money back. Those fuckers still make movies to this day. And it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on this spiral for a while. Someone come up with a topic.
Oh, is this some kind of a whiskey, huh? Is this maple syrup? Is this like a sort of maple syrup whiskey? Oh, it's not bad.
I had, no, you've had Sorbelage.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a bottle of it, and I went to a concert yesterday, and I'm like, I'm going to put it in my flask.
Yeah.
And then as we're driving to the venue, I'm like going, I probably can't bring this in with me. So,
well, you can, as long as no one notices. Yeah.
So, no, I didn't try, so it's in my flask.
Coward.
Yeah.
Not like me bringing in a flask to a... I brought in the Manhattans to the Mummy.
The Mummies? Or the Meet Mummy. The Mummies? Or the Mummy,
The Tom Cruise Mummy movie.
Yeah.
I got annihilated during that movie. It was great. I don't even remember the second half. I think he kills himself.
Probably for the best.
I think so.
That movie is so horrible.
The first and the last entry in Universal Pictures Dark Universe Cinematic Universe.
It's the Dooku.
The Dooku. Count Dooku.
Because it was the Dark Universe Cinematic Universe. Yeah,
by Dooku. Universal Studios. So it was U.S. Dooku.
Yeah. Fucking stupid. I mean, it was a decent idea, but
also, it was the third first entry because they kept trying to do a cinematic universe with those movies, and they kept not counting because they kept failing.
I don't think I, Frankenstein was part of it.
No, but I'm not counting I, Frankenstein.
Dracula Untold was supposed to be part of it.
Correct. That was the second aborted attempt to start a Universal Dark Universe with the Universal movie monsters.
What was the other one?
The Wolfman with Benicio del Toro.
Well, that was a long time
ago. It was, but it was going to be the first in a cinematic universe with all of the classic Universal monsters, and it just did not do well enough, so they put it on hold for a decade, and then Dracula Untold was garbage, so they reset and tried again.
I want my major villain to have the superpowers to be able to block out the one thing that can kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, it's sunny out. It's clouds! Hey, you know what doesn't stop? Up UVB and UVA light clouds.
But is UVB and UVA what hurts Dracula?
That's, well, I mean, it's speculative. I watched the Blade films.
Oh, it's sure, the where UV. They have the UV lamps.
Yep.
Yowzers.
All three.
I mean, I'd be willing to say any vampire movie that gets down to UV light is worse than one that doesn't.
Yeah.
Is it?
Dracula Untold was so fucking bad, though.
It's...
I mean, I'm basically busting Blade and Underworld and Dracula Untold.
Blade's good, though.
Blade is fine.
Blade 2 is
Blade
good.
Blade 2 is fine.
No, Blade 2 is awesome. Somebody gets suplexed in it. It's awesome.
Blade 3, not so much with the being
Blade
good.
Blade 3 was a great Ryan Reynolds film.
Squandered Ryan Reynolds.
He was fine in it. And Triple H was good.
I mean, Dracula Untold had Charles Dance, and that still couldn't save that movie.
Yeah. If it had Triple H, I might have watched it.
Maybe it does.
I mean, like saying I haven't watched it because I did watch it. We have a recording of us watching that stupid film.
They should have had Triple H play Solid
in
Dracula Untold.
Oh, I thought you were talking about in... shit.
Kingdom of Heaven?
Kingdom of Heaven, yeah.
I mean, sure. That too.
Thank you, Dan, for rolling onto the same.
And the whole, like, his whole, like, generals and everything would just all be Degeneration X. Just crotch chopping around.
Oh. The Raw
Reunion. The Crusades can suck it!
Oh, the visuals of my head hurt. Oh.
There's money in this, Andy. No. Not very much, but I don't think we need much.
No.
Can't take too much money to hire X-Pac.
He's actually, he's showing up on Raw more often. He's got his own podcast.
Sure.
Yeah. Just like us.
I'm just saying, guys got bills to pay.
Yeah. You don't want X-Pac heat. That's what I know. X-Pac heat is the worst kind of heat to have, where the audience just hates you because you are you, not the audience enjoys to hate you. They just hate you.
Does the audience not like X-Pac?
No. Well, for a while there. I mean, sure. That's what they it's, the term is even called X-Pac heat.
I didn't know that.
You want the good heat. You know, you want the Ric Flair heat.
Or the Michael Madsen film.
What, Reservoir Dogs?
No, Heat.
I don't really consider Michael Madsen being the major player in that.
I didn't mean Michael Madsen. I meant...
Michael Mann?
Yeah, yeah. I kind of... As I was saying it, I knew that was wrong. Is Michael Madsen even in Heat?
I don't...
Did I luck out and actually get a film that he's in?
I think it's possible.
But
it's
I meant Michael Mann. I'll own up.
I was just watching a video on YouTube that was talking about like the top 29 things about Reservoir Dogs that you might not have known. And one of those is that Michael Madsen has an aversion to torture. And so going through that sequence in the film was did not sit well with him. Mm-hmm. That's basically it.
Was that all 29 of
all
them?
All 29 was just that.
They just repeated that 28 more times. Like, seriously, though, did we mention it?
Some of those top 10 or top whatever are I don't like them because a lot of times they're just reading off of like IMDb trivia,
yeah,
and just attaching a picture to it. I'm like, oh, that's sure.
Sorry, no, Michael Madsen.
The worst thing, maybe he was like a key grip or something. He didn't actually appear in the film, but he helped move some lights. The worst thing about IMDb trivia is after the movie comes out and half the trivia is still just like based on the trailer and stuff, and it's in future tense. It's like Brie Larson is said to star. It's like, yeah, the movie's been out for a year. Why is this still on the website?
Or down the trivia itself is just a rehash of a previous person's trivia.
Yes,
that had mentioned. It's like, oh, is everyone like an Art Burger or an Athens Burger?
It's just his response. Yeah, you don't need context. You just post a picture of a burger. Yeah. People will be happy.
No, like somebody is like rehashing. It was like, and Scott Pilgrim, so and so and so and so and so and so was in this film, and they all play superheroes. Mm-hmm. And then later on, it said so and so played the Punisher, so and so played this, and they were all in Scott Pilgrim. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck, moderate your goddamn trivia.
They don't care,
Andy. It's all about the ads. They don't care. You're the dumbass that clicked.
I'm sick of IMDb also trying to get me to sign up for them every time I go to them on my phone. And I it was like, sign up with Facebook. Like, it's like, fuck you.
Yeah. I don't need to sign up to read to find out whether Michael Madsen's in your movie.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Weather Channel app is now have a premium mode.
Oh, really? Jesus. You have to pay to get your weather?
What is it, run by Bethesda?
IBM.
Yeah, I was making a reference to the Doom game.
Oh, sure.
What about what?
The Doom 1, 2, and 3, you could buy them on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
But then you go to play them, and they'd be like, you need to have a Bethesda account to play this game. Please log into your Bethesda account. It's like, fuck you. I just want to play Doom while I'm taking a shit.
I thought they fixed that.
They did. The backlash was so strong that they took away the mandatory online sign-in to play Doom on your Switch.
Thank God.
It's like, fuck you.
So I was listening to Jim Sterling recently, though, too, and thank God that the Switch is just impossible to work with an all-online thing.
Yeah.
That EA stays away from it.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure Nintendo just wouldn't let them on there.
Fire Emblem Three Houses has online play, but it's, like, optional and very minor, so it's not a big deal, but I was like, meh.
The,
I turned it on.
Yeah, I see you online on that all the time. You probably see me online on Dead Cells all the time.
Probably.
I broke 200 hours in it. And I still not passed two boss cells.
Well, you know, 100 hours per boss cell.
Both times I've made it to the hand or the last board before the Hand of the King, and I was trying to optimize my things, and I accidentally reforged one of my weapons to give it 100% damage taken and 100% damage given.
So you just glass cannon the hell out of yourself before getting to the final boss of the game.
Yep.
I mean, you just got to quick kill him with, you know, with death orbs.
No.
doesn't work that way anymore.
Well, the nice part, though, is it was just one item, and it's not one that I necessarily needed throughout that for the final boss stage, or for the final boss. So I went through the final stage, and I just got the shit kicked out of me that I used up almost all my potions, so I couldn't actually use the strategy to beat the
well, don't the do that. Boss. Also, don't stomp down in bottomless pit.
Or into spikes.
Into whatever it was.
Whee! Yeah, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
I get impatient in a board, and I start trying to move faster, and that always backfires.
Yeah, and you're not a speedrunner, Andy.
Huh?
You're not a speedrunner.
Every time
you switch to that, it goes badly for you.
I am a speedrunner, just I don't know how to avoid obstacles.
Okay, you shouldn't be a speedrunner. Is that better?
Like, I do well at speedrunning, like, not speedrunning, I guess. I don't know what I do. I'm talking about, like, my Meat Boy experiences. I
believe the technical term is Naruto running.
You don't speedrun Meat Boy.
No, but I will keep on going until it's beaten.
Sure.
That's basically, I will hate run it.
Brute force.
Yep.
Good times. But yeah, so that's the Impossible Whopper.
Impossible Whopper. I saw somebody posted it, and I'm like, if it was at any other restaurant, I would probably try it, but just Burger King just doesn't. I don't generally like their burgers.
Burgers are delicious.
Their chicken at Burger King is decent enough.
The fact that I can get a Whopper at 7 in the morning is all I need. Fuck your 3 p.m. sausage McMuffin. I don't want breakfast at 3 p.m. I want a burger at 6 a.m.
No, I want... You know, ever since I...
Breakfast is the worst meal of the day.
No.
Yep.
No.
Eggs overrated, hash browns overrated, and any breakfast sandwich is just a shittier burger. I'd rather have a bun than a McMuffin, and I'd rather have a meat patty than a ham slice. Was that a
good one? What about a breakfast burger?
I mean, well, then you're just having lunch at 6 a.m., and that's fine. I mean, like, quintessentially breakfast foods, with the exception of, like, actual waffles or French toast, but you're not getting that shit at McDonald's.
You get... Well, yeah, not... For, yeah, you don't,
I mean,
you,
I don't
pancakes
think...
Pancakes at McDonald's are really good, though.
Are they?
I didn't say pancakes.
Yeah.
Pancakes aren't good. Pancakes, of the three, between waffles, pancakes, and French toast, there is nobody who prefers pancakes. That is everyone's third out of those three.
I like pancakes the best of those three.
Over waffles and French toast?
Yes.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong with you?
I spent way too much time working food service. I've had really bad French toast and really bad waffles, and both of them have been ruined.
Well, certain places,
like, I'm fully admitting
to fuck up pancakes, but if you're getting a decent of each of the three,
correct. But like I said, I'm fully admitting this, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sure.
But like, I can't even eat waffles anymore.
Sure.
Yeah. My list actually goes French toast, pancakes, waffles.
Right.
Yeah.
What?
And what? Waffles is way further down.
What the hell.
Yeah. But there's some people that are different than you, Nathan.
No. Well, sure. They're just wrong. Pancakes are so bad compared to the other two. No.
Fuck your waffles.
They're just this.
Waffles are just like crunchy pancakes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Pancakes are just this dense slab of flour and sogginess.
It's my tribute to being an American.
Sure. Can you eat 15 pancakes?
I don't want to eat one pancake.
Or 30 pancakes.
I mean, I probably could.
Yeah.
They can't kill me. I'm already dead. You should buy that series on DVD. Go Google it.
It's already
real
on
quick.
My Amazon. I already bought. I could not find it anywhere on like any kind of digital or actual format.
Yeah.
So I ended up buying digitally. It's the only series I own digitally.
Yeah.
We're talking about review.
I figured as much.
Yeah. It is hard to find though. Just look up review DVD or review Blu-ray. It doesn't turn out well.
Yep. Yep. You'll get a lot of reviews for Blu-rays.
Yeah.
They're blue. When you can parse it, you're like, TV series review Blu-ray, and then you'll just find people reviewing various TV series on Blu-ray. Like, you're not fucking helping. Andy Daly, TV series review, and then they'll talk about how he is on not Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Reno 911. Yeah.
Well, somebody had mentioned the hash browns are the only good thing on the breakfast menu from chat.
And that's not necessarily wrong. I mean, obviously, everybody loves bacon. Bacon's always delicious, but...
Yeah. I will say, though, for hash browns, they have to be cooked all around. I can't stand the hash browns you get at Denny's that are just like, we're just going to sear it on one side and then flip it over and put it on your plate.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm like, no, it needs to be cooked both sides. Yeah.
And then covered and smothered. I don't like them covered and smothered. I was lying.
Covered and smothered. What's that?
Cheese and gravy.
And onions.
Yeah. I want them actually just the crispy, delicious hash browniness.
Tell me that corned beef hash is not a good breakfast.
Yeah. It's all right.
What's wrong with you?
I'm not saying
actually,
like,
hold on. I'm redoing my levels. Corned beef hash, French toast, pancakes,
well,
and then waffles.
I mean, I'm limiting it just to the syrup-holding flat surfaces. And
I could
that's
put
when
syrup
I say
on my
French
corned
toast.
Beef hash.
That's true, but it is not the...
Would it smell like maple
pastry.
Syrup then?
Oh, God damn it.
But, like, there are good breakfast foods, but as far as in general... Like the average standard, like if I'm going to randomly just have a meal, I'm usually going to enjoy lunch or dinner more than breakfast. Like if breakfast stops being served and lunch starts being served at 11, I'd rather be at 11:01 than 10:59 because I want that, you know, I mean, can get a BLT and enjoy the bacon way more than I can with some scrambled eggs and whatnot.
I mean, last minute breakfast is always awful anyways.
Sure. But I meant even, you know, just which requirement you're on.
Sure.
Last minute breakfast is always awful for both the consumer and the cook.
Yes. Correct.
Because the cook was looking at the time. It was like 10:58. Like, oh, great. I have nothing to cook. And then suddenly an order comes in. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, I'll scrape these eggs out of the garbage can. They're a little green, but whatever.
Yeah. Nope. Worst meal of the day. Stand by it. One of the main places where Ron Swanson is wrong.
Did you see the deepfake of
yes
Full House?
Full House, where every character was
Ron Swanson. Ron,
well, yeah,
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman. It's good stuff. But yeah, waffles absorb syrup better. Because the thing is, pancakes, they just become this soggy slab of grossness.
I just don't put that much syrup on them.
Whereas waffles, you can fill those holes with syrup, and because it has the crunchy outside, it stops it from soaking in too fast, and then you cut into it, and the syrup flows, and then you can sop up the syrup with the now exposed innards of the waffle because of cutting through. You still get the crispness of the outside, but it also, capillary effect, sucks the
waffles are just
syrup
dead inside.
Into it.
They don't have much fluffy in them, and I like fluffy.
You are eating the wrong waffles and some phantom pancakes, because pancakes are never fluffy. Pancakes are just this slab of concrete.
Who has cooked you pancakes in the past? Was it you?
I've never been happy with pancakes. I would always rather have had waffles or a Dutch baby.
Or crepes? Do you like crepes? Just say you like crepes.
Crepes, I mean, you
they're
know,
just
you
like
wrap around
thin
a thing.
Pancakes.
Yeah, which means they aren't this dense slab of stomach-filling monstrousness.
I was doing Talladega.
I wouldn't know.
There's a sequence in there where he's about to break his arm.
I mean,
his arm.
The gold member one is better. When he goes...
Is it better? It's gold member you're referencing.
Is there like one good joke in gold member?
That's that one.
The beginning part with Tom Cruise playing...
I don't know. I never bothered to watch gold member.
You didn't watch it? What?
Because I watched the first Austin Powers, and it was goddamned amazing. Yeah. And then I watched the second Austin Powers, and it was one of the most miserable experiences of my life. And then I heard Goldmember was more like the second one, so I didn't bother.
Hmm.
I don't know. Goldmember was actually funny.
Was it?
It's not as good as the first one, but nothing is as bad as the second one.
Fair.
Well, the second one had Mini-Me, though.
Every good Mini-Me joke is in Goldmember.
That's true.
Like, you can completely ignore all of Spy Who Shagged Me and still get every good Mini-Me joke.
It might be better to watch it now that since it's been so long since you've probably seen Austin Powers or the previous one or the sequel.
I will say there is one really good line from Goldmember that I've heard when I think it's Michael Caine is saying, like, there's two people that I can't stand, intolerant people and the Dutch. That's funny. That's a good joke.
No, I think that's
Gold Member.
Yeah, no, that's not Michael Caine, though.
It's Michael Caine.
Is it Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michael Caine, who, again, fun trivia, when he says his name, it sounds like he's talking about his drugs.
Michael Caine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was announcements.
Yeah, it was, baby. Yeah, so now we can move on to topics.
Yep.
Zappity.
I don't even know if we had any.
Well, you have your Guild Ball. Is there more Guild Ball talk? You guys can talk Guild Ball a little bit. Is there more except that veteran Froplope is getting quintuple nerfed?
I mean,
veteran Boar.
The practical thing is we know like less than a quarter of the stuff has been publicly announced, but they've said there's like 41 models getting touched out of 170.
Yeah, it's a pretty significant bump. Yeah. And then on top of that, I'm sure that there's also on the thread that they had, the blog on their site, they had some stuff there changing to the play document they mentioned.
It's so they actually finally went ahead and removed Union, which is their version of mercenaries, from every other guild because they ran into the problem that any shared faction has, which is they become impossible to balance. So they just yanked it from every other guild so they can properly rebalance them.
I think it's only alchemists.
Alchemists are the ones who get screwed more than anything else, just because they're still at 13 models as opposed to everyone else having at least 15.
Yeah. I think alchemists were the ones that, the only ones that had the still union with
them. Mason Brewers.
Brewers didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, Brewers do. Yeah, yeah. Masons. Yeah, you're right. You're right, because they don't have the minor guild. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and who knows when alchemists are even going to get their own minor guild.
2021.
Yeah. It's just
Steamforge. They write good rules and sign bad production contracts.
Yeah. You figure, at least my only complaint with them is you figure you got a giant grant because you heard about this grant or this investor that invested in them for like $5 million. You figure, or it might have been 5 million pounds.
I mean, it's the same thing right now.
Yeah. Maybe less.
Boris Johnson's only been in power for like 2 weeks. Give it time.
But you figure you would have taken that and gone and just literally buy a warehouse.
I mean, I think they did. That was only 3 months ago.
Yeah, but then, I suppose.
And like, then, this shit takes time.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But the subcontracting out all of your miniature production to be the responsibility of other companies, it has not proven to be a good track record for almost everything that they've done with the resins, except for the newest batch that they have now.
Which they have confirmed is their supplier going forward.
Yeah, which is really nice. But, I remember when they put out the resins for, they had a World Cup team, and they ended up getting samples back from them, and it was just filled with holes, potholes.
Sure. Well, and didn't they get hit with the same thing that PP did with the first batch of Convergence models, where they wanted to send them back, but they had already promised them they would be available for an event, so they had to ship them out?
No, the World Cup was just alternate models.
Okay.
So those actually got pulled and basically got delayed right away. And I think almost all their teams, I don't think there was really much problems with the miners, but most of the other teams were just, hey, we have some in stock. But yeah. I'm excited, though, for tomorrow. I took tomorrow off.
Tomorrow will be good.
I don't know why I took tomorrow off. I just didn't want it a three-day weekend. I didn't want to go to work.
I don't think I'll do it, but I did figure out that I have enough PTO left that I could just take every Wednesday for the rest of the year off. And then I would never have to work more than 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
And that would kind of be amazing in its own way.
For a long time when I worked at TDS, I was in a contractor position, but I was able to finagle a 4x10, and I would have Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays. And that was pretty good. Still a 4x10. 10 hours kind of sucks, though. But
I mean, depends on what you're doing. Sometimes it is better.
Yeah, I would not be able to survive in my current position right now because it's all fucking data entry shit and it's the worst. Or data manipulation.
I mean, but is 2 more hours of data manipulation in return for a 3-day weekend every week?
I could barely make it the 8 hours. Like by 2 o'clock rolls around, I'm already I'm done at that point. So I have to switch it up and do like a different project or something like that. Otherwise, I will go insane.
Fair.
Yep. So there's not really much else to talk about for Guild Ball because
everything changes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whee!
Or this morning, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, since we're in August, I believe that technically the Dune board game comes out this month.
In 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah, August 27th, I believe they said.
Something like that.
I got it pre-ordered.
Hopefully they don't have the same release schedule as Steamforge does. The funny thing was that the Butchers were supposed to be out in July, and they announced that they were going to be delayed on August 1st.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah. But, yeah. I got nothing else.
I'm sorry.
I'm just tired.
Everyone's
hungry.
Tired.
I'm really hungry. I think I'm going to go to get some Taco Bell. Were you staying for SummerSlam tonight?
I don't know. Probably not. Maybe. Don't judge me. I sneezed. Zappity.
Grumble. Team Pepsi or Team Coke?
Team Real Sugar Pepsi.
Cherry Coke. Actually, Cherry Vanilla Coke.
I have found myself becoming Team Pepsi. I was a Diet Coke guy as a kid, and now I'm a Diet Pepsi guy.
Yeah. Don't like diet, but the real sugar Pepsi is so good.
But obviously, the hipster's answer is RC10.
Nobody knows what that is anymore. God, that was 200 episodes ago.
Oh, man, I want to buy a six pack of that feisty cherry Diet Coke and bring it on so that you fuckers can suffer.
I think I've had it. They're in the skinny cans, aren't they?
I don't know if the feisty cherry Diet Coke is in one of the skinny cans. The one I had was in a normal size can, and it was the worst thing I've ever drunk in my life. Because the feisty in it doesn't say it anywhere on the packaging, but the feisty refers to a little bit of chili that's in it. And so it does this burn on the back of your throat that feels exactly like how bile makes your throat burn after you vomit. So drinking it not only tastes bad, but your mind then associates that you must have just puked, and you just, it's horrific. It's heartburn in a can.
You should bring some to the Twilight Inferium.
It's really fucking bad. I had sip and I just dumped it.
You know how every year you bitch about taking good Wisconsin beer down there and getting shit IPAs?
I can trade this for that, for those goddamn chocolate stouts they keep trying to trade.
We could get a cooler and just fill it with the shittiest soda that we could possibly find and just have free soda.
I think what you need to do is just we need to get a bunch of stuff, some good, some bad, duct tape all the labels and just have a mystery box.
Like
cooler.
Russian roulette. I would say it is the IPA of diet sodas. That's a good call there, Dan.
Zapata.
Grab on!
Damn it, unlock. All right, I'm going out of order because one of these will actually provoke conversation. Is anyone planning on going to the Michigan GT?
I know there's a contingent from Madison going.
Oh, wait, I think I'm supposed to be going. When is that?
Sometime in October.
Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm on Travis's team, and I forgot.
All right.
I should double check. Are you going?
I am not. Because
you want to?
No.
I think we have room for one more.
As every other member of your team has also asked, no, because there's a Guild Ball event, I think the same weekend or the weekend before.
Oh, I think that's actually
The same weekend as Second Wind or the weekend before Second Wind. And I know that I can't do two out of town tournament trips in a row, a week off, and then War Machine weekend.
So. Well, you could. I believe in you.
We've already paid for Second Wind, though.
I also like being married, so.
You know, just get her to come with. Tell her it's a vacation.
It doesn't work.
With a child in school, that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Listen.
Zappity.
I can only do so much.
Zappity. Grumble.
Thoughts and opinions on bikers riding in street.
Bikers riding in the street?
Not motorcycle, but bicycle bikers?
I don't know. I read
I assume they mean that, and they fucking should. I hate bicycles on the sidewalk. Walk is right in the goddamn name of it. You are a vehicle. Get in the road. Now, that being said, if you're a fucking driver, you treat that bike like you treat a car. You don't bully them off of the side of the street because then they have to go up on the sidewalk, which bullies the people walking into the lawn, and it's a disaster rolling downhill.
Also, if you're a bike and you are on the fucking street, You have to obey the fucking traffic laws.
Yeah, stop at the goddamn stop sign.
Stop at the goddamn stop sign. If I see you in a crosswalk trying to cross the street, you are supposed to get off your bike and walk your bike across the street through a crosswalk. You don't ride your bike across the street.
Correct. You are a car or you're a pedestrian. If your wheels are transporting you, you are a car.
Yep.
Now, Madison has a shitload of bike lanes, so for us, it's not as big of an issue, though.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. I mean, also, if you're drinking, don't ride your fucking bike. Last night, we were coming back home from the concert we went to, and there was some guy just literally swerving on his bike, just going in and out of traffic, ran a red light, and then came back, turned around in the street above, and was coming back head-on towards us as well, swerving and everything. Yeah. Yeah, that was not good. That was over by Willie Street.
Exciting. Zappity.
Grommel.
Will there ever be a crash in the board game market from sheer volume?
I don't... board game market, no. The fucking prestige Kickstarters things, like Cool Mini or Not does, where it's like fear of missing out and you have to spend $300 to make sure you get every single expansion and thing and then they're never available again. Like, that shit probably will crash. But just the concept of spending $60 for a board game? Nah.
I think it's going to hurt... The amount of games that are coming out, I think it's going to hurt the overall quality of board games. Because, which is, you know, everyone's going to be trying to make the next big flashy thing, so everyone puts their money to that. And then... it's just a repeating cycle.
Sure. I don't think board games will crash the same way the miniatures game market will go, just because board games are a one-and-done purchase. Mm-hmm. Minis, you have to, like, prove you have a repeating value stream, otherwise you get canned.
Yeah.
So, and that's one where, like we were talking last week, where we all poach off the same goddamn players.
Right.
So it's a finite market, whereas board games are just people going, oh, this box looks cool. I'll add it to my shelf of games I never play.
Yeah, and that's fine, because if you think of it like on a grander scale, like Privateer Press, you know, releasing all these minis for War Machine, and they have to keep you going, and you have whatever, but like Fantasy Flight, they're just throwing all these board games out there, and if 1 out of 10 people buys a tenth of each of those things, they're all getting sold, so they're okay with it. You know, it's more like movies. Like, they just throw those out there, and some will sell, some won't, and some have the value, but it's not like there's a house of cards that'll collapse.
Correct. Well, it's also not a reoccurring developer cost.
Right.
Like, they put the development in once, and then they have to potentially errata if they need to, but it's not the same. I mean, minis are much more like a TV series where you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But okay. I can see the FOMO, Kickstarter, you know, those things crashing.
Sure, and the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because they're each their own little mini bubble, right? Like the zombie side bubble bursts, and then there's the Cthulhu Wars one, and like they keep being.
I mean,
the
is Cool Minis and not still a thing, or they?
Oh yeah, they still do that. That's still it's their entire. Like, I can see Cool Mini or Not busting because they rely on that shit.
And one of these times they're gonna have a bad Kickstarter, and they're living Kickstarter.
Well,
Kickstarter.
I mean, it's also Kickstarter burnout too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're running. If you're running every single one of your games through crowdfunding, eventually people are just going to, I'm not going to fund this anymore because it's just not good. They're just rehashing and doing the same shit over and over and over.
Yep. Fear of missing out will only last you so long. Like, the first time they have a Kickstarter where people don't care enough to care if they miss out, that's going to crash hard.
Yeah.
Apparently they're having a bad one now.
I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
I don't care anymore. Like, I used to watch those things and be like, oh, okay, this is the one that'll get me. Like, maybe one a year. I'd do, like, the $300 full pledge to get all of a certain thing, and I just don't care anymore on those big things.
There's my last big one that I did was the Reich Busters. But I got that really more so for our group.
Sure.
We play on Fridays.
What's that thing that's right there on the table?
Shadows of Brimstone?
Yeah, Shadows of Brimstone. Like, that kind of a thing, too.
Well, that's just taps into my Warhammer Quest vein, and I need to own all of it.
Oh, well. Yeah, and there's only so long where they can keep getting by with having, like... Because most of those fear of missing out ones, it's less the gameplay. Like, nobody gives a shit about the gameplay. It's usually that they have a license or just a theme. Like, ah, zombies. Everybody likes zombies. Mm-hmm. There we go. Or a theme. Like, I bought the Conan one. Yep. You know, but as soon as they overestimate the license attraction on something, that's going to be no bueno.
The problem I have with the Zombicide is literally how many times do you have to play that game before you can actually test out all the characters for it? So, I mean, the character pack for that is like 4 or 5 inches.
Yeah.
It's fucking huge.
Sure, but they're still so horrendously unbalanced, you want to play the same 4 goddamn characters.
But yeah. It doesn't really change the game that much. You're still playing the same.
Sure. I mean, the problem with Zombicide still continues to be you open a door and you might randomly get fucked by having the Berserker right there.
Yeah.
Because there's zero brains behind the logic engine for the zombie spawn.
Well, because they don't care about the quality of the game. They only cared about, you know, exclusives and stuff and to getting, keep that market.
Correct. Again, which is why I'm happy I sold it when I still was able to get money for it.
Yep.
Yeah. I just wish they spent more time into the actual game than making all of this, the goofy exclusives. Like,
yeah, but Andy, that shit costs money.
To print John McClane onto a card?
No. To develop a good game. Developers cost money.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
But that thing is like...
Coming up with a humorous name for every pop culture reference requires a $20 bottle of booze.
Sure. A night out with the guys and gals.
But those solidly designed one and done, you know, board games, actual board games that are just made and released and come out and you buy them and then you play them forever, those aren't going to die. Like, that's fine. There's always going to be a market for your Zulkins or your Dunes or your whatevers.
Which, speaking of which, I hear the guy who did Forgotten Realms, or not Forgotten Realms, Forbidden Stars is looking to make something new with that engine.
Ooh, nice, because Forbidden Stars is fun.
Because he's like, I had 3 expansions ready, and then they fucked the license, so time to reskin.
Yeah, good, because that was a fun game.
That's the StarCraft one?
Yep.
That was reskinned into
40K.
Yeah.
And then had a bunch of expansions that never came out.
Because that was Fantasy Flight, and that was when Fantasy Flight
lost the
license. Yep. Yeah, it's sad. I was able to finally get a hold of the last Blood Bowl expansion, the Blood Bowl Team Manager.
Hmm.
Like a month before they lost the license, they announced the expansion for Blood Bowl Team Manager, and that thing cost me like $100.
I have a random expansion, and I don't even own the game.
Oh, that because yeah, that was a Adepticon where they just threw out
they came around with the drink tray with a bunch of board games and literally threw them into the crowd.
Yeah, take these. We don't take them home.
Yeah,
Zepeda.
Rumble.
All right, that was it.
That was it. I didn't. Look on Twitter at all. I don't even have my phone with me.
So, I will check Twitter, but no one uses Twitter.
That's true.
I use Twitter.
Why?
Because I'm going to make a... I think I'm going to try to make a wrestling show.
All right, yep. No tweets.
Yeah.
Hey, do you like shooting Nazis? Sure, we all do. Do you like slow motion x-rays of the bullet passing directly through their testicles as they explode and then also passing through their eyes and their skull blasts out the side of their head? Sure, we all do. One of the free games this month on PlayStation Plus is Sniper Elite 4, which is nothing but an excuse for slow motion bullets going through Nazis. And it's good times. I know technically they're Wehrmacht and maybe not all of them are members of the Nazi party, but fuck you. But so that's a recommendation. But Andy and I oftentimes recommend whatever's free on the PlayStation for that month. So my recommendation is actually to be a member of PS Plus. If you have a PlayStation, you want to play online, you have to anyway. But even if you mostly do single player stuff, it's worth the money because it's like $10 a month or something.
It's really cheap.
And it's cheaper than your Netflix is, and you get 2 free games a month. And usually the games are pretty good and definitely worth more than $10.
I think it's less than that because it's like $60 for a year.
Is it only 60 for a year? Yeah, yeah, whatever it is, it's like $5 a month, and you get one game that you enjoy, and it was worth it.
It's better than Nintendo's subscription.
It's good shit because, like, this was good. Last month I got What Remains of Edith Finch and Overcooked, which are both amazing games. Like,
we should stream that.
Overcooked is a great game. But get a PlayStation Plus membership if you have a PS4. The PS3 and the PSP games, they no longer give you free games because those are dead systems. But you used to be able to, like, triple dip. You'd get, like, 6 games a month if you had a PS Plus membership.
The PSP, I think, can still get downloads
if it's compatible. Used to have specific...
I mean, they only pulled the PS3 ones like a month or two ago.
A few months ago. Anyway, Sniper Elite 4, all the Sniper Elite games, because you've seen the GIFs online of, like, bullets slowly going through people's balls, and it's worth it. Because fuck Nazis. Actually, don't fuck them. Then they'll have kids and make more Nazis. Fuck them, like, metaphorically. With a bullet.
Get
through
a,
their brain.
Do you get a slow motion shot of you shooting a raider of
and
some
a
sort?
And Yagwai's before
and
you.
Yagwai's behind you.
Not it? So far. That might be in a later one.
All right. God, that video. Sniper
Elite 76.
Yeah, snipers.
I still giggle at that thing. It's just a great shot, and then the pan back of the guy taking the second shot, and just the bear.
Yep.
Just slowly going up. Oh, it's so good.
And then Vats ends, and the guy starts to panic, and it's too late. It's just too late. But yeah, no, so that's good stuff.
All right, yeah, Sniper Elite. I saw it, and I was like, I thought it was just another World War II game, and I just didn't... I thought I remember seeing people play it before, and I'm like, I'm not going to download it.
It's very slow-paced. Like, the first level I beat, and it took me, like, 2.5 hours. Like, it is not, like, a Call of Duty run around and rapid shoot at everything. It is more like playing, like, the later, like, Metal Gear games.
Okay.
You know, where you need to be very slow. Because you don't have to do all sniper. Like, you usually want to stealth just because there'll be overwhelming enemy force. But you definitely can stab a bitch if you sneak up behind them.
Sure.
So it is a stealth game, which predominantly
includes sniping. So what you're telling me
sniping.
Is this is a Metal Gear Solid game that plot makes sense.
It's World War II Metal Gear Solid, yes. With none of Kojima's weird technology and shit.
Fully out.
Actually, the first mission was based on weird technology because what I had to do in the first mission was there was this island where they had developed a remote control missile that they shot out of planes and then they could guide it by radio waves to actually hit the ships. And so I had to get the plans and kill all the officers. And that's kind of Kojima's tech.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it still makes sense, but I'm you're reeling me back in just slowly.
Good.
I thought you were talking about you had to go to an island where there was a doctor and he was like taking different animals and then morphing them together into humans potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, Kojima doing Dr. Moreau.
Yeah.
That would... Actually, I'd probably play that game.
Like it's basically Snake going to the island a la like Heart of Darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, I would play that.
Yeah. For recommendations. I don't have one.
Oh no.
Dan, you go. I'll try to think of something.
Yeah. So this is not technically a recommendation for me. I was going to do some Switch gaming this week, but I can't because my wife has been so addicted to Stardew Valley. So apparently that's good. I don't know much about it because I haven't really seen her this week. She's just been glued to the Switch. So
do you remember Harvest Moon?
No.
Oh, well then never mind. Stardew Valley is just Harvest Moon again.
I've seen a lot of good reviews about it. I think there's an online
simulator.
Play with Switch with it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's like a co-op mode.
Yeah, there's up to like 4-player co-op or something. So
yeah, if you just like farming with friends and getting items for other people that
want. Oh no, this is Farmville all over again.
Good. Also, Cambridge Analytica won't steal your data.
You don't know that.
If they want to mine Switch data, go for it.
Fair.
Did you see that Death Stranding is not PlayStation exclusive?
Oh, I thought it was.
Epic Games Store.
Huh. All right. Whatever.
Whatever.
Good for them, I guess.
Yeah.
They're getting a PC.
Sure. Port. It's a third world game, so it needs a controller. I go, I might as well just play it on my PlayStation.
Yeah. It's. Jeez.
A third world game?
Third person.
Third person. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, my mind's going in such horrible places right now. I can't talk about this.
I mean, in fairness, every other Metal Gear Solid game takes place in the third world.
That's fair.
Correct.
But, you know.
Yeah, the game.
Alaska, New York, Africa.
I'm going to recommend Dead Cells. Because Dead Cells
Stop recommending Dead Cells.
Everyone should play some more Dead Cells.
Jesus. You and David just need to make a Dead Cells podcast so you can just talk about that shit for an hour a week and get out of your system.
Oh, it's basically just going to be me asking David what I should do to try to get to the next level in Dead Cells.
Dear God, it's Gwent all over again.
Right?
Yeah, but some of us like Dead Cells.
How much Gwent do you play in, Nathan?
There was a recent patch where they adjusted some stuff. Syndicate's still OP, though.
Because Syndicate, like, the coins are the coins are basically just uninteractable boosts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody does a boost, you can do something about it. You can reset the unit. You can damage the unit past the boost. But those coins are just fucking there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Dead Cells. Also, you should watch... subscribe to YouTube Red. We may have already suggested it, but subscribe to YouTube Red and watch fucking Cobra Kai.
You can find it at redtube.com.
No.
Yeah, because it's like YouTube, but it's the red version, so it's RedTube.
No.
I mean, I can see some Cobra-based films on there.
I can see someone uploading Cobra Kai just for the walls.
So redtube.com, Cobra Kai.
No!
Remember?
No!
It's not us, but just referencing somebody else with the... Red Letter Media guys watched one of their best of the worst was a movie that was like a Black Panther ripoff called Black Cougar. And on the packaging, it talked about blackcougar.com. And I can tell you that in the 12 or so years that have passed since that film was made, they no longer own that website.
Oh.
And it has very different content than the child loving superhero.
Oh.
Concerns.
Yes.
Please fix that last sentence of yours.
Speaking of, no, like in a saves them kind of way.
Thank you.
Speaking of streaming services and Will Ferrell movies, Megamind is on Netflix. And you should watch Megamind because, you know, Despicable Me's fine, but Megamind didn't deserve to die the ignominious death that it died.
It was a pretty fun superhero film.
Yeah, and surprisingly like smart and deep and talking about stuff like, you know, the main villain's basically just an incel, mm-hmm. and then the burden of responsibility on Metro Man and stuff like that and prejudice, and it's a surprisingly good movie. It just didn't deserve to fail. It came out at the same time as Despicable Me, which was bad for it because then people saw it as a competition. You could only like one of them. And also, it looked exactly like the Monsters vs. Aliens art style, and Monsters vs. Aliens was not particularly good.
Add some parts, but yeah, not very good.
But Megamind, it's on Netflix. You should watch it. It's okay. It ain't bad.
That would be a great tagline to put on the outside of it. It's okay. It ain't bad.
Yeah. It's all right. It's pretty good.
Solid B plus.
Yeah, it's like the Impossible Whopper of superhero movies.